Well, the export of farm animals and their welfare, it's been one of the enduring issues for farmers and exporters, the community and the Australian government. It's also been an issue of particular interest, it seems, to Bush Telegraph listeners. Now, it's a topic, an issue that polarises debate and inflames opinion. But stripping aside the philosophical arguments, the incidents of welfare abuse and their consequences tell a story. ABC Rural has been assessing the data on welfare breaches to get a better picture of Australia's live animal export industry. Olivia Garnett is the presenter of the WA Country Hour. Liv, thanks for joining us.
Hey Cameron, how are you going?
Good. What do the numbers tell us about who's reporting animal welfare issues in overseas markets?
Well, it's interesting because the number one group for reporting these incidents or breaches of SCAS in overseas markets is Animals Australia, the animals rights group. So just under 48% of incidents are sort of jumped and shouted by Animals Australia. But it is interesting to have a look at the fact that self-reporting among exporters is increasing, sitting at around 35%. So over a third of incidents are reported by the exporters themselves. But it does bring up the questions around the use of auditing companies, because the auditing companies are paid for by exporters themselves, and also overall government scrutiny of the SCAS system, both here in Australia for the Australian exporters, but also for the importing countries as well, the governments there.
So if you look at the numbers, are there particular companies that seem to be a problem?
Well, yes. Two graphs talk about the incidents for the companies. So the first one looks at companies based on complaints upheld under the Department of Agriculture regulations. And the second one looks at incidents as compared to the amount of shipments that company has made. So you have to weigh up how active they are in these certain high-risk markets. But there are different results in each of those graphs if you have a look online. But some companies do figure at the higher end of both of those graphs. So it is interesting to see, you know, if they've got the double banger, if you like. But it is worth noting that there are other companies that have high levels of shipments to the high-risk areas and have zero breaches. So it is possible to have a 100% clean record.
In difficult, potentially difficult circumstances. Okay,
absolutely.
So you use the term high-risk markets. Which markets does the data suggest are the most problematic?
Yeah, well, as you would expect, Cameron, some of the Middle Eastern markets are among the worst. Jordan and Kuwait feature in the top three, as does Malaysia. But many of the investigations that we've included in the overall number aren't actually able to be included in this chart as they're ongoing investigations. So there are a large chunk of the dozens and dozens of reports that the Department of Agriculture has looked into that are still ongoing. But it's very clear that the Middle Eastern markets are the higher risk markets, if you like. The only market that has been banned altogether so far is Pakistan. And you might remember that incident that Pakistan was involved in, where a whole shipment of sheep was brutally slaughtered. About 18 months ago, I think. But it's interesting because export company Wellard, which is based out of here in Western Australia, it says it has voluntarily cut off markets from its list of supply chains because of a history of SCAS breaches. So, you know, sometimes exporters are taking action ahead of the government.
So if you look at looking at the figures, is there a positive story to tell at all from these figures?
Absolutely. I mean, In the 3 years that SCAS has been, you know, in force, the changes in animal welfare is astounding. And I just pick that up with just the various people in the industry I speak to on both sides, the animal rights groups and also the people involved in the live export industry. But Fred Troncone, he's the chief executive officer of Wellard Rural Exports. He's written a very interesting opinion piece on ABC Rural's website. And in it, he acknowledges that there has been lots of good work done globally to improve the welfare of animals in a whole heap of countries. And it's not just for Australian livestock, it's also for any animal involved in the live export industry more broadly. But in this opinion piece, Fred Troncone, he explains the cultural problems that he's run into in introducing SCAS to the Middle East, Middle East being that higher risk market, because of course the Middle East has a centuries old culture of trading. And I'll read a quote out of his opinion piece. He said, when Australia tried to impose SCAS, we did not talk with our Middle East customers or their governments about our objectives and how we could jointly develop a system to best meet those objectives given their culture and history. Instead, we effectively said, this is SCAS, and yes, the documents are written in English, not Arabic, so sign on or get your livestock elsewhere. So it was quite a brutal introduction, if you like, to impose on these huge markets.
Yeah.
But it is also interesting to note that just because only 5% of a company's shipments had problems, say in Wellard's case, it doesn't mean that the other 95% were problem-free. So we can't be categorical about that. It's a bit of a grey area. But in this opinion piece, Wellard does talk about, you know, greater rewards for compliance, that idea of rewarding exporters for doing the right thing, not just penalties when things go wrong, moving to a more risk-based system.
All right, some interesting insights there. Liv, thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Cameron.
Liv Garnett, who presents the Western Australian Country Hour with ABC Rural. The breakdown of that data and some of the coverage of that issue is available on the ABC Rural website. I've also just sent it out on our Twitter feed at RNBushTally.